fucking trains. Fucking trains. Everywhere you go, there's a train. Everywhere you go, there's a train, train, train. Unemployment hour bonus train. What else is new? Fucking trains. I get out of the house for an hour. That's all I got. I got an hour of time to get out of the house and move around a little bit. I'm really enjoying this fatherhood thing, but and the stay-at-home dadness and all that stuff. But I'm starting to get fucking batty just because I never move around anymore. The being in the house all day thing doesn't bother me, but I'm eating very well because lots of people are bringing lots of food for us to eat, but I don't get to fucking get any activity. So I'm on my way to go play some racquetball, and there's a fucking train! God damn it, I was going to ride my bike, and I think that it may have taken me less time to ride, although I guess I still would have got caught in this fucking train if I had ridden my bike. But oh my god, this fucking horse shit, man. So yeah, I'm on my way to play a bit, and yeah, this is a fucking ongoing thing, as you know, is evident by, I think this is like episode 25 or something of the unemployment hour bonus train. And yeah, so just really excited to just get on the court for an hour. And that's probably going to be cut down to about 55 minutes now. Fucking maybe even 50 minutes. It's a long fucker. I don't know what's in this. All the they're black. I don't know if there's fuel. I don't know what this train is taking. But I'm annoyed. I'm aggravated. I am outraged that there's more fucking trains causing me to get more fucking batty. I got a tournament this weekend, and I'm going to play like shit, and I'm going to lose and be awful because I'm just not playing enough or at all. Because, yeah, you know, obviously priorities. So I don't get out much. And yeah, the lack of physical activity is making me fat, and it's making me a little bit crazy. I'm up to 190. That is the heaviest that I've been since Mexico. Lisa and I went to an all-inclusive resort in Mexico once, and I got fat after that was all over, eating nonstop, and drinking nonstop, and not doing very much physical activity, makes Lee a chubby boy, and Lee's becoming a chubby boy again, because while I haven't been drinking very much, or at all, I've maybe had, if people have come over, I've had a beer, maybe two or three times since the pregnancy. So I've maybe had, or since the birth of my child, which is October 5th. It is October 17th today. I've maybe had three beer in that time. Yeah, so I haven't been drinking much, but I've been eating a lot, and I haven't been moving around very much at all. And I'm getting fat. And this train is every car on this train is one more lipid, one more fatness in me that's just fucking piling on. Fucking trains! Gosh darn it. It's a long one, as you can tell. Yeah, what else should we talk about? How about those Washington Nationals? Gotta call them the Washington Nationals when they lose. You call them the Montreal Expos when they win, and they're the Washington Nationals. What a fucking heartbreaker. I didn't think, especially after game three, Dusty Baker, the manager, kind of fucked game three up, made some bad decisions. And after we lost that, I didn't think we had any business winning the series, but I thought, you know, if we can make it to game five, then that would be great. And we made it to game five. So right there, it was like, okay, well, I'm just happy that my boys, my team, I shouldn't say my boys, because I don't know any of these guys. They are my favorite team, and I like the players a lot. Jason Wirth, Bryce Harper, Anthony Rendon, Michael A. Taylor, Steven Strasburg, Max Scherzer, Daniel Murphy, Ryan Zimmerman. I'm a big fan of these guys, but I don't know them, so I shouldn't say my boys. I should say my boys can be reserved for my friends and my baseball team. But anyways, my team... I was happy to see them get to game five, and I was kind of like, you know, I'm just happy that they got there. And now, you know, we shouldn't win. We shouldn't win game five. We shouldn't win this series, but it's nice that we at least took it to a game five. And then all of a sudden, they're in a position where they should win Game 5. And the fifth inning of that Game 5 was a fucking disaster. And it all the wheels fell off. And then, you know, I was going to say the boys again. I got to reserve that to my friends and my baseball team when I say the boys. But, and, you know, and then they... My favorite MLB baseball team, they started coming back. And, you know, I was very proud of the way that they were resilient and didn't just cave in after a rough inning. But unfortunately, they lost. And it's a usual theme. And it's very upsetting. But, man, you know, it's... Apparently, I don't root for any DC sports teams other than the Nationals. And I only root for them because they used to be, you know, they used to play in Montreal. They used to be the Montreal Expos. Apparently, this is an ongoing thing for DC fans. And on top of that, this is a pretty cursed team in that it had the best record in baseball in 1994. And the strike canceled that season. And I would say probably is a big reason why I maybe had the team... made the playoffs that season, there would not have been, they would not have folded because they maybe, you know, had that strike not happened, they wouldn't have folded. And anyways, whatever, I'm parked now and I'm wasting more time off of the court, blabbing on. Now, not only did the train cause me to not, but my talking and my podcasting caused me to not. But anyways, they kind of never had a chance because already I figure that's a pretty cursed team. The 94 strike ending them having the best record in baseball. And then now I guess DC is having a rough time. So, yeah, it's an ongoing theme, but it was a bummer. Anyways, yeah, I got to go. I got to play some racquet. I got to move around a bit. I'm going nuts. Okay, bye.